Chapter 93. Dudley realizes there are advantages. By the time Harry was done being blind, Daedalus Diggle had talked to Dudley for a few hours. Mrs. Weasley had given Harry a huge hug and a stack of meat pies, and Sirius had gone back to work. Harry spent time chatting idly with Creature about whether Sirius was more likely to be interested in a pureblood girl his own age or someone closer to Harry's age, which devolved into a really disturbing segue into why Sirius's womanizing great-grandfather had been a great man. Harry had begun to see vague shapes by the time Dudley came to sit by him in the library. "You never said you were famous." "Well, would have been a bit awkward, wouldn't it?"
"Suppose."
"What did you and Mr. Diggle talk about?"
"The town he lives in? It's tiny. No other wizards he knows of. And it'll be dead boring. But at least he has a telly."
Harry laughed softly.
"Think you'll go?" "Do you think I should?"
"I think we should stick together," Harry said thoughtfully. "But standing right next to me probably isn't the safest place to be. We can be family and not live right in each other's pockets all the time. You think you'll be able to talk him into getting you a PlayStation?"
"Seems like a soft touch," Dudley said, completely without shame. "But I can talk him around to whatever I want. Poor old orphan me needs to be taken care of."
It was a good thing, Harry reflected, that Dudley had always had the emotional depth of a mud puddle. "You can stay here if you want."
"Everyone's been really clear about that," Dudley said, with some puzzlement.
Harry decided not to elaborate on magic tied into Dudley's blood, on the theory that it would make Dudley scared of his own veins. Best not.
"Did he say when you'd move?"
"Next week," Dudley said, giving up on the pretense that he was asking Harry's opinion one bit. "It gives him time to make paperwork somehow. He says his friend knows all the muggle criminals who do that sort of thing."
Harry squinted at Dudley's gray, blobby form. "Tell me you didn't say you'd like to meet Mundungus Fletcher."
"He sounds like the sort of bloke to know."
"Half the people who come through here are police, Dudley."
"Not nicking anything important here, am I?"
Harry had a brief hysterical mental image of Dudley Dursley, cat burglar, breaking into museums on a thin line in a black form-fitting suit. He really did have to invent candy to erase memories.
"Harry," Dudley said thoughtfully.
"Yeah?"
There was a blur of motion, and suddenly the gray, blurry world was even blurrier.
"Got your glasses," Dudley sing-songed.
"Poor little orphan. Ha!"
"Dudley,
have fun!"
And Dudley bolted to the other side of the room. The ensuing chase scene was embarrassing, mostly for Harry. He was so glad a responsible adult had realized that locking him and Dudley in a house together for 3 months was less a recipe for brotherly bonding and more a recipe for this. The thing about being almost friends, sort of, with Dudley, if only because the other option was being almost enemies, was that Harry was reminded that his cousin was basically a better person than Draco Malfoy, who Harry secretly rather liked in between wanting to punch him. Dudley didn't want to kill off any large groups of people, or keep intelligent beings as overlooked slaves if you listen to Hermione, which everyone should. It would be a better world if everyone listened to Hermione. He was just selfish, lazy, and casually cruel, with an eye for petty crime that made Harry vow to keep him away from Mundungus Fletcher if it was the last thing he did. Harry would see him at Christmas. Harry was not entirely sure whose bright idea that was, and since being in the same room with Dudley left Harry with the overwhelming urge to apologize for getting Dudley's parents killed, and also the overwhelming urge to yell at Dudley for being sad, Harry was fine with that. Really fine. Harry was fine in general. If he spent some time hiding in his wardrobe, trying to figure out why he was crying over Aunt Petunia, of all people,
Well, that was no one's business but his own.